What up, Howard? How's it going, man? Hope all is well. I see y'all switched up the logo on me, man. What's up with that? Switched up the logo. Now I got to go back to my YouTube, and now I got to change my Twitter header. Keep me on my toes, man. I saw the slight change. I like it, though. I like it, though. It's more intricate, you know? I like it. I don't mind it whatsoever. How's my reception right now? It's giving me like a bad reception signal. Just want to make sure we're all good, or if it's just like a false signal. So I did not watch the last minute and a half of the game because it was pretty much over. It was pretty much over at that point, and I had to get the fan bam ready to head to like a Halloween entertainment thing tonight, but I'm on the road now, so I'm about to just go ahead and speak my thoughts. Another intercept, so they had seven turnovers. They had seven turnovers. That's wild, dude. That's wild. So they've had six turnovers before. They had it in 2004 against Notre Dame. Then they had six turnovers in 2001. And I think that was Purdue. The site that I was using did not go past like 99. When it comes to turnovers. So it doesn't even go that far to, seven turnovers being some type of record. It's interesting, man. Drake, what's up, man?
Not much. I mean, I hate to say we talked about this, but we were pretty much forecasting the future with what we talked about on the other day.
Yeah. I mean, like, we pretty much said, there was, you have, two new coaches, two new cultures, but we did give, more of a, you have someone in their second year of coaching, and then they don't have time on top of that. Then you have someone like Shiano coming in, who's one of Rutgers' top coaches ever. You know what I mean? And you definitely saw it today.
So here's my big thing that we talked about briefly, but I said the one thing, Michigan State could lose this game, but I said the one thing that they can't do is go into next week's game without knowing who their quarterback is. And when you play that bad at quarterback and you don't give another guy a chance to see what they have, now you go into next week and you're either playing a guy that's never played before or you're playing a guy that's coming off of an absolutely abysmal game and a loss at home to Rutgers.
Do you think he was really that bad though? Like, outside of the last minute and a half, he had three touchdowns, one interception, over 300 yards, like 75% completion. Like, I just think the O-line sucks.
Yeah, it was like, not good. He had a couple of throws where he wasn't even really looking at who was there. I think he was kind of just like hoping that a guy was there based on like what the play call was, but like not actually like analyzing what's actually happening on the field. And he had, I think it was the second interception he had was really bad. And then the one at the end, I think, was just a force. I mean, you can't really blame him for that. But the O-line is atrocious. Getting beat in the trenches by Rutgers is not going to be encouraging for getting a win the rest of the year.
Dude, Rutgers owned the line. Like they had their way with them.
Bro, Mike Onefour was like tearing up their own line.
It was insane. They were getting penetration. They were holding the line. I'm way more I thought you would get more from Hayward and Collins. I know people were like making a big fuss over Collins not starting. And I'm like, look, there's a new set of eyes. You have a new staff. They don't care what you did last year. If you don't bring it in practice and workouts, you're simply not going to be that guy. So, yeah. You know, something happened to where Hayward is going to, you know, Hayward, like, won the starting spot. You know what I mean? Despite being the leading returner back in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. Collins must have just not done something during the
I mean, I think the scary thing is for Michigan State is that, I mean, I don't think anybody's sitting there saying that the wrong team won the game. Like, Rutgers was just the better team. Like, four quarters, better football team. And I think that's really scary for Michigan State fans to see.
Say that last part.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's just scary that Michigan State fans are seeing that Rutgers is just a better football team than them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I can give them that, honestly, man. I don't think they're that. I don't think they're better, in my opinion.
Wow.
You give the ball away six or seven times, I don't care who you're playing, you're going to have a hard time winning.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, they gave up four turnovers in, like, the first, 22 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a two-score game still.
Yeah. I mean, but based on that, what – yeah.
Still right there.
Yeah. I hear you. Based on what I watched, I mean, even Michigan State, though, like, some of their points. So, like, they had the fourth down where they went for it, and the guy in Rutgers just flat-out missed the tackle, and Michigan State went for a touchdown. There were a couple times where Rutgers beat a cornerback deep and just, like, couldn't connect on, like, a free touchdown.
Right.
And then there was also another play. I think there was Rutgers threw an interception, then the next play Michigan State took a shot and scored a touchdown. So,
right.
I mean, it's not like Michigan State, like, just, like, lost the turnover battle 7-0. Like, they got their fair share of plays that helped. But, I mean, we watched 60 minutes of that game. At no point did I think that Michigan State was the better football team, not even in the first quarter.
Right. I think they, like, lack a lot of identity, you know? It's like they were just out there playing a game. They didn't –
yeah, exactly.
Nothing had a purpose, you know what I mean? Where, like, a D'Antonio team, even the worst teams, you kind of knew what their identity was. You know, this mirrored kind of what the offseason was like. You hire a coach in, what, mid-February.
Yep.
Then COVID hits a month later. You can't do anything. We pretty much saw everything right there.
No, and D'Antonio's the one who left the roster the way it is. Like, the roster's not good. It's not – you can't blame it all on Mel Tucker.
Right.
You know, this team isn't good. It's not a good football team.
$4.3 million, man.
It's a lot of money, and I think he's going to get, you know, 3 years to try to figure this out, and I don't have a lot of faith that he's going to be able to, like, take him back to what D'Antonio was before. And then I think the person who takes over for Mel, if he doesn't work out, I think we'll be in a better position than what Mel took over, because the team that they have right now, it's not a Big Ten quality football team.
Right.
I mean, especially right. Michigan State. They went to a Rose Bowl. They went to a college football playoff. Like this team is nowhere close to that.
No, not even close.
Yeah, like, look, like, the guys that used to be on their defense, like Jarrell Worthy, like those guys are nowhere to be found on this roster. You can't find a single player on the roster that could probably play on the teams that were like, actually doing stuff and, like, winning the Big Ten.
Simmons, maybe.
Simmons is good. Maybe. Yeah, Simmons is good.
Antoine Simmons. I'll give him that. I'll give you that. But outside of
that.
Yeah,
but one player, I mean, it's not going to do
anything. Yeah, exactly, which is kind of like, to your point, how far they are away. Is he, you think, the only all-Big Ten player on this roster?
I mean, they have no talent at wide receiver. Their offensive line is atrocious. Their defense looks really slow. I mean, yeah, I would say so, probably.
Rutgers just, you know, came out with, you know, such a different type of bounce that you haven't seen. And I'm sure a lot of that is Shiano. But, you know, you have a culture that's so used to losing and coming out and, you know, getting beat. Just every game, just not even getting beat, like destroyed. Like every single time they're on a Big Ten football field, and they came out with extreme confidence, and then going up 14-0 to start the game, just like it just magnified everything.
No, and if you get competent QB play, you know, I think that's huge because they really haven't gotten that in a long time.
Yeah, Bedrill, I think he transferred from Nebraska. He was pretty good, man.
But that's the thing what we talked about. We talked about this. They took a bunch of transfers. They took a bunch of kids that, like, to me, I look at those two teams and I see, like, Rutgers was the more talented football team. Like, I know we can joke around and say what we want, but, like, they looked faster. They had better quarterback play. The defensive line, they won the battle in the trenches. Like, their defensive and offensive line looked better.
You had guys from Ohio State on that team. You had guys from Michigan on that team. They were just like a lot of dudes who probably have a pretty big chip on their shoulder too.
Right. I mean, that's the thing with Rutgers. That's the thing with them is that they're located in Jersey. So, like, there's a lot of talent in Jersey. And if you can kind of convince them to stay home or get some kids that are from Jersey that went elsewhere and it didn't work out for them and get them to come back to Michigan or come back to you know, New Jersey and play for them. Right. I mean, I think that's huge for them. That's the name of the game for Schiano to kind of get the program back on track.
And that's how he won in his first tenure.
Exactly.
He kept a lot of those guys. And it's going to be interesting because when Schiano was there, he'd have to deal with Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State.
Yeah.
In their division every single year. So that part is going to be very, very interesting. And then you have like a team like Indiana who you feel is like right on the cusp.
Yeah, they're on the cusp.
You know, turning into a tough team as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's just a hard division, man. So hard. So tough.
But at least for him, he can say like, I have the blueprint. I've done this before. He has a lot going for him, and I think people are sleeping on them a little too much. And I think a lot of people are surprised at the result of the game today. But like, if you paid attention, like Rutgers, I keep saying it. Rutgers is a better football team than Michigan State right now. They just are.
Yeah. Even like crazy. Going into it, people were like, Michigan State all day minus their. I'm like, dude, you need to calm down.
Bro, like, that line moved from, I think it was like 13.5 to 11 really, really fast.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the pros knew, like, right away, like, we are hopping on that.
Oh, yeah. I saw that line, and right away, I'm like, woo! If I was a big bettor, like, I would go with Rutgers. I wouldn't have the nuts to go with the money line, but I would have definitely got 11 points on that for sure.
Yeah, I got a little worried because, like, even on like College Game Day, even on College Game Day today, I was watching and Nick, like Bear was on there talking about how he's like, I think I'm gonna take Rutgers outright, and I'm like, Jesus, are too many people on Rutgers? Like, I was a little worried about it. But now
you know that's why he does what he does, man.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
But wild, so dude.
how does Michigan State possibly get ready for next week now?
I mean, you have to, you know, figure out. I think they're going to keep Lombardi there. You can't bench a QB who threw for over 3 and 75%. No matter if you're like digging passes 5 to 7 yards. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I don't think he is the top of the issue board. Top of the issues are what is going on with the running back game. Your two returners. Were a non-factor, and they missed on 2 pass blocks, both of them resulting in a fumble. One of them was recovered by Rutgers deep, like deep in Michigan State territory, like on like the 3-yard line, and Rutgers scored, I believe. The offensive line, the ball security for the receivers, like the last thing you should be worried about is hitting a receiver 10 to 15 yards up the field and worrying about them fumbling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think that, you know, Lombardi is not at the top of their issues.
No, it's the trenches. They're going to get manhandled next week in the trenches.
It's going to be tough, man.
It's going to be tough. Like, look at last year. Like, last year you had D'Antonio out there with probably a slightly better roster than Tucker's got right now. And they got, that what, it was 42-7 or something?
It was not close.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think Michigan State, like, went up 7-0 or something. And I think Michigan scored, like, 42 straight or something.
It's going to be interesting, man, next week. Because, you know, who knows if those Michigan State guys were taking this game lightly, not in a focus, looking at Ed, maybe. Who knows?
No, and you know Tucker, you know, he it's Michigan State's thing. Like, this is their season. Like, they need to come out and win this game. Like, so I'm sure he's going to have stuff ready to go. And I'm sure they'll be motivated in a sense. But that's a tough way to start the season, man.
If Michigan State beats Michigan next week, nobody remembers this game.
Yeah, nobody remembers. Exactly. So if I give you one, and a half, are you taking over or under for wins for Michigan State?
Man, who do they go across with?
Let's look that up.
Northwestern, Illinois.
I think it's Purdue and Illinois.
They're not going to beat Purdue. Illinois. Their only shot is, I mean.
So they got at Iowa.
Illinois,
Northwestern at home.
Illinois got, I don't know. Illinois did get beat down by Wisconsin, but Wisconsin.
No, so they don't play Illinois.
They weren't ready for Mertz. They weren't ready for Mertz.
It's at Iowa and Northwestern at home. Are there two crossovers?
Northwestern and Iowa?
Yeah.
They're not going to be Iowa. Northwestern, I still have to see how they're going to play. But at this point, I think they go 2-6, and then they'll play a crossover game with, like, Illinois and go 2-7.
So they're probably not favored in any game the rest of the season.
Maybe Maryland?
They're going to be at Maryland, though.
Yeah, but it's still neutral. You're right. You're right. Is that at Northwestern?
No, Northwestern's at home. They might be favored in that, but we still got to see how Northwestern looks.
Yeah, maybe by like 2 or 3 points.
But you have automatic losses probably against Penn State, Ohio State, and probably Michigan. Maybe Indiana and Iowa. Like, the only games that look winnable on that schedule are Maryland and Northwestern.
That's it.
Man.
That's it.
Jeez.
Man. That 2016 class, dude, is, like, still lingering.
Yeah.
Like, still haunts the program, man.
Yeah.
That 2016 class, because you go 3-9, and then you had one year you went, like, 10-3 for some reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was 7-6, 7-6.
Right.
Oh, man.
You can't have a class like that and expect the program to stay afloat.
Right. You get and all that was, those studs.
That was coming off of the playoff, right?
Yes, it was.
It was like the year after.
Was
the
it though? Yes, it was. Yes, it was, because that was the 2015 season.
Yep.
And then those guys graduated 2016, and they're on the team the following year. So yep.
Yeah.
That was it.
Man, I don't know.
It's been a weird few years, man. It's been a weird few years.
Yeah.
You expect so much. And I'm not going to say Tucker's not the guy, but he has a lot to do. And as a second-year head coach, that's asking a lot of him.
Yeah, I mean, I said it the other day. It's unfair to judge him based off year one and probably year two as well.
I agree.
Because the roster is so bad. but I was not encouraged by the fact that they had such an elusive playmaker on their roster and could not find him the ball, like, at all. His stats dramatically fell off, didn't miss any time or anything. And so when you're working with a much, you know, a much worse team, I guess, like, I don't have a lot of faith that he's going to be able to figure things out right away. And obviously, as we saw today, it's going to be an uphill battle from the start. But he is a good recruiter. I'll give him that. So if he can try to get some talent in there, maybe they can start to figure it out. But, yeah, not a good start today, I'll tell you that. And then, obviously, when you have next week looming, it's just, man.
It doesn't help. I don't know. It doesn't help going from Rutgers to Michigan. Maybe if you go from, like, Rutgers to Maryland or Rutgers to Northwestern.
Right.
You know, maybe you're not limping as hard. But now it's like, man, it's gonna be tough.
I mean, you can lose that roster like very early into the season, which is very scary.
Yeah.
I mean, have you been on, like, from a basketball perspective, you've been on losing teams before, yeah?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah. Like that, it doesn't. If it starts off bad and it doesn't look like there's anything to get your hopes up about, like, the thing can get south real quick.
You start questioning everything. You start questioning teammates. You start questioning coaches. And then you got people from back home chirping and, like, adding to the salt. And it's just a bad situation, man.
So I always said that the best case scenario for Michigan State this year was just not to have a season.
Yes.
Crazy to say. You're not lying. Like, if they didn't have a season, then he can continue recruiting, getting guys in, looking at, like, transfers, potentially trying to find the quarterback, and then maybe, like, a season like this doesn't happen. But when you start off this way and we're talking about winning maybe one football game, I mean, we're heading for a very scary fall for Michigan State.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, you do have football, which, you know, the fans wanted, and, you know, do have that, and it's literally a free year for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you'll be playing guys like Jordan Simmons had a solid game for his
first game. Yeah, he was good. He was good.
You know, and, you know, he's a third string, and then, you know, he comes in and, you know, he gets some plays in and he's shown positive plays. Now if he can pass block, you know, maybe he's RB1, and that's nuts considering you have, you know, experienced guys like Collins and Hayward right there on the roster too.
Well, he looked much faster than those guys.
Yes.
Like, he hit the hole way harder than those guys were.
Yes. Collins was, like, hesitant, which was weird. I don't know. He had a different bounce. I'm not sure what's happening or what's going on. Not sure if Collins was, like, resting on his laurels, knowing that he was the leading rusher in the Big Ten, returning. Because if you rest on those laurels, you become a little bit lazy, and next thing you know, your spot's gone.
Definitely.
So I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. But, hey, Drake, thanks for popping on here, man. It's going to be a quick one. And then there's going to be a big game later on tonight with Michigan and Minnesota.
And any thoughts real quick before you head off, like, just on how you're feeling a couple hours out?
You know, I'm feeling okay. The big thing is they need to take care of the ball, which, you know, you've seen a lot of these guys, a lot of these teams, when they struggle, it's because they, you know, they keep letting the ball slip out. It's not interceptions. It's just fumbles. It's guys being careless because they're not used to getting hit because they just haven't had that time to work on it. So if Michigan takes care of the ball and the defense can get to the quarterback, I think Michigan should win by 1 to 2 scores.
I'm with you. I was starting to get some pregame jitters, and then I saw on Joe Milton's Instagram. Did you see what he put up?
I did not.
He put up a picture of Cam Newton, and I think that settled a little bit of my nerves.
Man, man, honestly, dude, I don't want to hear any of that, man. Just go do your thing. Go do your thing, man, and have that confidence. He's been ready. I think mentally he has been ready.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
And that's, like, the really dope part about it. You know, and he wanted this job. Like, yeah. during the season, he was like, I'm ready. Like, give me the rock, you know? So
right, exactly. And I think the other thing, too, about it is that I like that he's not coming in with, like, all of this hype built around him, you know? Like,
I don't know. There's a lot of hype brewing.
Yeah, but it's not like Shea Patterson hype, you know? It's not like Shea.
It's not like a national thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's hype building because that's a quarterbacking at a major university. He's always going to get hyped up by, like, his teammates and coaches and stuff.
True.
Yeah.
True.
All right, well, we'll see you later tonight, all right?
All right, dude. Talk to you.
Take care.